And it's 11:15. That means Mabel Louise Stewart is here on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Good
so
morning.
Nice to see you. Hello.
And I didn't have to slip and slide to get in here, though.
Wow.
The highway was beautiful.
Much better.
Thank you, Lord. That's one of my questions when the winter comes. Can I make it to the station? Well, it's a good morning to you and yours. Do you have those after Christmas blues today? I hope not. You wanted a new electric drill, and you received a new shirt and tie, and I never wear a tie. Oh, that's okay. Be happy. It could have been that you received absolutely nothing for Christmas. You were even forgotten. So they tell us that Christmas really can be the loneliest time of the year. So it's up to each one of us, isn't it? We can either be happy or unhappy. Well, my verse for the day is, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of your Heavenly Father. Just be thankful that we had a wonderful Christmas. I'll have to confess, Christmas means so much to me. The Luke 2 story always becomes fresh and new again. And I love the beautiful music and all the decorations, the church services, but most of all, being with family. We all got together at my granddaughter Beth and her husband Matt's, and we were there not only for lunch, but also for supper. Some of the group went to the candlelight services at church and then came back and we had fellowship time again. It was wonderful. And then Christmas Day evening, the gang all came to my house to play games and have fun together. It was just wonderful. I loved every minute of it. And you know what? Today I'm going to bring a message that I hope maybe, just maybe, you might have thought of the same thing. I was sitting in my desk chair and asking Jesus what to talk to you about, and this came to my mind. What if Jesus had not come? Think about it. How dull Christmas would be to just have the decorations and just have the time together and not have that beautiful story of Jesus' birth. And why he came? He came to earth to save your soul and mine. And so today I'm going to talk to you about what if Jesus had not come. And I'm sure maybe some of you out there pondered the same thing. To me, it's very frightening. Oh my goodness, what would we have to enjoy and have as our goal and to love? Well, Jesus' birth is so important to me and his life here on earth, and I love the stories of his many miracles and illustrations that come from his parables. His teachings are so straightforward that they pierce the heart. And also, what about the hope that he brought and the clear-cut message as to how to get to heaven? Oh, if we didn't have that, wouldn't it be awful? And I could go on and name so many blessings that Jesus has brought to us by coming down to earth. From a worldly standpoint or view, what a long, long month December would be without our many, many celebrations during the Christmas holidays. How about church services? How about the fun in our homes with the parties? And some years, you know, December has been one of the coldest and cloudiest months of the year. And sometimes we've had snow so deep that we had to stay inside. It is easy to tolerate those days when we have the fun of putting up the tree, putting the lights on the tree and maybe around different places in the home, and looking forward to those festive days. It allows us to forget all that cold weather and those cloudy, dreary days. So, again, December would be a very, very long month without the celebration of Christmas. And then think about it. If Jesus had not come as a baby born in a manger, the Bible would not be true. Isaiah 7:14 states, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." I read where there were 366 prophecies about Jesus, and over 40 of those prophecies concerned his virgin birth. Did you know that? Well, just think, all of those have been fulfilled. So if Jesus had not come, we would have needed to throw away our Bibles, because it would have been false and untrue, and we would have no hope. Well, here's something else that I thought about as I was sitting in my desk chair. What if Jesus had not come? Then we would have had to die in our sins. Oh, ouch. We would not have had an opportunity to be saved for the hope of heaven. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world." And I'd like to have you put your name instead of the word world. Like, for instance, "For God so loved Mabel Louise that he gave his only begotten son, that if Mabel Louise believed in him, she would not perish, but have everlasting life." See, you can put your name in there just like I use my name. And verse 16 goes on and says, "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." The Christmas story from Matthew 1:21 says, and I'm quoting, "And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." You see, Christmas is really Jesus, isn't it? He came, didn't he, to reveal the love of God and to cover our sins by his death on the cross. The Apostle Paul said it so well in Ephesians 1:7. Listen to it. "In Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Isn't that beautiful? And the truth alone, that just what I read in Ephesians 1:7, should cause us to shout, "Praise the Lord that Jesus came to earth." I would be lost and undone without the truth of the scriptures. Here's something else to think about. If Jesus hadn't come, we would not have become acquainted with God. You see, God is a spirit, and God came to earth through Jesus. John 14:8-9 says, "Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it'll satisfy us. Then Jesus said to him, Have I been so long with you, and you've not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show me, or show us, the Father?" And here's another reference found over in Colossians 1, 15 and 19. Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. And how about this one? It pleased the Father that in him, or in Jesus, shall all fullness dwell. I love the reference to the Christmas story in Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Imagine God, very God, with us. And here's another reference. It's so beautiful again. In the beginning was the Word, Jesus, meaning Jesus. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we can insert the word Jesus in the place of the capital lettered Word. The truth is that Jesus came down to earth in the flesh. So if you want to know God, then you have to know Jesus. Well, here's something else I thought of. If Jesus had not come, we would have not answered, we wouldn't have answered prayers. Oh, ouch, wouldn't that be awful? You see, Jesus is seated on the right hand of God, making intercession for us. I cherish that beautiful portion of scripture found over in Hebrews 4:15 and 16. Here's what it says. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed from to the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus experienced life here on earth, so now he can understand where we're coming from when we pray. Jesus can identify with you and me. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you glad he came? And you know what? When we pray in Jesus' name, we know that he hears us. How empty life would be if we didn't have the blessing of going to the Lord in prayer. Oh my goodness. It would be horrible. And then last but not least, think about this. If Jesus hadn't come, we would have absolutely no hope. How empty life would be without the hope and the joy of knowing that Jesus came to earth to die for your sins and mine. Because the Bible makes it clear, and of course you and I know, if we're honest, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that means me. It means you. We would be lost and undone if Jesus had not come. Colossians 1:27 says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I can't imagine entering into 2019, a new year, without Jesus, without knowing that he reigns, and without knowing that he promised to be with us. He promised that he would never forsake us. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Bible assures us over and over that we can have that blessed hope of heaven when we have personally received Christ as our Lord and Savior. I'm so glad I have that hope. Let me ask you, do you have that hope as you begin the new year? You can, you know. John 14:6 says, and this is Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And then believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Think about it. Why don't you think about this with me today? What if Jesus had not come? And for those of us who love him, life would be so empty and so hopeless. And the question I leave with you today is, have you made Jesus your Lord and your Savior? You can if you just ask him to come into your heart today. He came to earth that you might have the wonderful hope of heaven and be with him throughout all eternity. So let me admonish you, trust Jesus. He is wonderful. When God saves us, we have an anchor for our souls to start the new year. The anchor is in heaven, and we are at the other end of the rope, daily heading toward our destiny. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.